The NPP caucus in parliament says it will not participate in any activity involving President John Mahama. To this end, the NPP MPs will boycott the vetting of all persons nominated by the president. The deputy minority leader, Dominic Nitiwo, however, says the NPP is ready to participate in processes that lead to the appointment of people whose position will not be tied to the tenure of the president. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
Will not be able to participate in the vetting process. We are not boycotting, we are just declining our participation.
And is it indefinite?
It's not indefinite. It is not indefinite in the sense that we are only not participating in actions of the president that will uplift him. For example, if the Supreme Court were to uphold our petition, the ministers will go. But if you have a Supreme Court judge, for example, and the president nominates him, that Supreme Court judge tenure will outlive the tenure of the current president if the courts rule. So we'll participate in such vetting. So if you believe that you don't accept the swearing in or inauguration that took place and so you were not there, then you as well not be able to sit down and vet the very appointees who will help them execute that job. Because when the courts rule in our favor, for example, the president will go with all his appointees. But if the president, for example, were to nominate a Supreme Court judge, the tenure of that judge will leave the president's tenure, and for that matter, would take part in such deliberations.
But you agree with me that the Supreme Court has indicated that it is ready to expedite action on the election dispute that you are taking to it. And so don't you think it would be proper for you to engage yourself in all the processes that are currently going on with the executive, especially with their appointments, so that when the Supreme Court comes out with a verdict, then we go by it?
Well, that is the Supreme Court. That is left to the lawyers in the Supreme Court to tackle. We are not lawyers. We have hired lawyers to look at that case for us at the Supreme Court. But we are also politicians, and we are also looking at testing the pulse of our people. We have tested it, we have consulted widely, and we believe that the decision we have taken today is a decision that our people want.
You talk about wider consultations having taken place before this decision was taken. Has an official communication gotten to the speaker with regard to your decline?
Well, unfortunately, you do not need by parliamentary process to officially notify the speaker. We are just declining our participation in the vetting process, so you don't need to officially write to the speaker. It's not in the standing orders, not at all. But we'll meet him tomorrow, and the speaker will be verbally informed.
He said the move will invariably affect the credibility of the vetting process.
I do know that not just the credibility, but the whole process, there will be a big question mark on it if the minority are not there. Many people will think there's just going to be a rubber stamp, so it will lose the interest that will be generated. It may not be there at all. It's in the interest of the country for us to do what we are doing. Remember, one of the leaders of the majority, Honorable Samson Ahi, has been out there over the last 3-4 days, all over, saying that if we have not gone for President Mahama's inauguration, then we should not appear at the vetting committee. They, the majority, will raise that issue, and so they don't expect us there.
Deputy Minority Leader Dominic Nitiwo speaking to Augustus Akwe. When contacted, First Deputy Speaker of Parliament and Chairman of the Appointments Committee, Ebo Batinudu, said no communication has reached him about the intentions of the minority. He said the committee is ready to vet 6 of the president's nominees on Thursday and Friday.
The Executive Director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, says the decision by NPP MPs in Parliament not to participate in the vetting of the President's ministerial nominees will affect the beauty of the vetting process. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Kujo wished the NPP caucus would participate to make the vetting process more exciting.
The hearing was the minority say that they seem to be acting within a certain frame of rules that, again, are not alien to the work of Parliament. And so I'm not too sure about pronouncing judgment on them that they are evil, this particular score. Just to say that it would have been beautiful if they were there, actually.
Would you agree with some who perceive this action as a denial of the right of Ghanaians in determining who becomes ministers of state?
The issues are such that even though they are supposed to be representing their constituents, I think it would be important to find out whether at this juncture they are representing just their own constituents or they are representing the entirety of Ghana, knowing fully well that they are being supported and paid from the press that we all contribute to. So those discussions could be had. But as to whether the decision represents larger interests of Ghana is also another discussion. I'm sure the party itself has to answer too.
But would the absence in any way affect the vetting process?
Obviously it will. The beauty would have been that they were there. So once they were in there, clearly speaking, it would take away a bit of the shine away.
That was the Executive Director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kuju.